that things happened the way that they did. You know, because you sometimes you believe that you have a message and a projection from God that you want to let the people know that God is going to do in that coming year. Amen. But God didn't let me do that, and I thank God for that. Because so many people thought that they knew what 2020 was going to be about. The vision that the Lord had made and set for them, and they went out and prophesied over that, and many believed it. But I tell you, when God does what he wants to do when he wants to do it, you're not going to prophesy over it. He's going to do what he wants to do when he wants to do it. Amen? And as I reflect on the final night of this year, and you reflect on it as well, I know that many of us are looking ahead to 2021. Amen? Usually on watch night or the New Year's Eve, many devote themselves to writing a new covenant for themselves, a new agreement, a contract, making promises, making a pledge, pledging to other peoples, pledging to the Lord, even to witness some more, make more of a commitment. Amen? We make pledges to ourselves, to our families. We make pledges even to our jobs, our employments. And sometimes we make pledges to the Lord. And just like a lot of those New Year Eve pledges, we don't hold true to them. Amen? What a year 2020 has been. So many things has happened. We lost some wonderful, wonderful people this year. Amen? We lost some not so wonderful people this year. But too much has really happened for us to dwell on every single thing that happened on 2020. When we look at the words that people use to describe 2020, they say it was an unpredictable year. They say it was a difficult year. They say that people got used to hearing bad news. Did you get used to hearing bad news? Many people got used to hearing bad news. It was a year that made us restructure our lives. It made us make fundamental changes in our lives. We had to learn how to interact with one another all over again. All of a sudden, the distant phone call became the new humble phone call. We started calling one another again. We started Zooming each other, FaceTiming, I am, what's up, appin. We started doing all of those things to communicate. We were forced to witness pain, financial loss, educational losses, employment losses, the loss of our family members to COVID-19 and to other diseases, and communal losses that we felt when so many of our innocent brothers and sisters were killed, which made us call for social justice. We see this country is struggling, but not just this country, the world is struggling. Amen? And so are we. The church family has been struggling. This is an unprecedented time, and it's hard to really conceptualize exactly what has really happened. We don't even know what life is going to look like in a month from now, a year from now. We only can take it one day at a time. But we have always found a way to adapt. Our definitions of normal are now a new normal. Amen? As a church family, we're still processing what this pandemic really meant to us. But one thing I can say, to God be the glory. He has never left us. He has never forsaken us. Amen? The virus has impacted religious folk, but the virus has not impacted spiritual folk. We are physically distant, but we're not disengaged from one another. Amen? Tonight, we're on the threshold of a new year, a new tomorrow. We don't know what it's going to hold for us, but I can guarantee you one thing. Some people won't make it past midnight. For some people, there'll be no more tomorrows. But in all and what is to come, the Holy Spirit will be guiding us, it will be healing us, it will be comforting us, and rejoicing with us. So I thank the Lord for his steadfast love and his presence. Amen. You see, one time when the people of God got very careless with their relationship with him, the Lord sent the prophet Haggai to tell them, consider your ways. So I want to know, in this pandemic season, in this 2020 year, has it caused you to consider your ways? Amen? Because even those that are so faithful to the Lord, you know, people say how faithful they are. When things start happening, you have to stop and consider your ways. Amen? It's easy to bump along the road from week to week and month to month without ever stopping to wonder what is going on, what it is that you're doing, where you're going or where you should be going. We find more and more people saying that these are tough times. Even the saints of God are saying these are tough times. Some are saying, in fact, it's worse than tough. We see pain that is exasperating. We say to ourselves, what am I going to do? What can I do? What should I do? I've never heard so many church people say, I'm stressed. I'm nervous. I'm depressed. I'm frightened. I'm fearful. Now, I don't want to be negative or pessimistic, but these are the things I hear saints saying one to another. But we are not supposed to be despondent, but we're just like the disciples who slept and followed Jesus for the 3 years he had his ministry. I want to read a scripture, and it's only two verses. If you turn to Mark, the 11th chapter, verses 20 through 22, and it reads as thus. It says, and in the morning they passed by the same fig tree, dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold the fig tree, which thou cursed it, is withered away. And Jesus answering said it unto him, have faith in God. Those are four words that I would love for you to go into 2021 with. Have faith in God. I know there's a lot of things that happened in 2020 that touched your faith, that moved some people's faith. But I need you to go into 2021 using those four words, have faith in God. Now, when you look at this story of what was going on, Jesus, you can look at a couple of verses before those, verse 20, you can go to like 11 and 12. It says that Jesus was hungry. And as he was walking from afar, he could see the fig tree. And that the fig tree had leaves. Now, it really wasn't time for the fig leaf tree to be fruitful. But Jesus saw leaves on the trees. So, in that country, fig trees are plenty. And when they have leaves on them, that means that there's fruit in it. Amen? Jesus knew that. The people in the area knew that. So when the Bible says it really wasn't time for the figs to be grown, Jesus knew that there should have been figs on the tree because it had leaves. So when Jesus came up to the tree and it had no fruit, he cursed the tree. Amen? So when he cursed the tree, I know the disciples were wondering, why are you cursing a tree? And now the next day when they walked by, the disciple looked and said, Jesus, that tree that you cursed, it's dead. It's dead at its roots. But why did Jesus curse the tree? Jesus cursed the tree because it looked good, but it had no fruit. So the parable is really talking about church folk who look good, but bear no fruit. The Bible says that you can tell a tree by its fruits. Amen? But this tree looked good, but it had no fruit. But what did this represent? It represent deceit. It represent hypocrisy. All of those things were the things that really made Jesus curse the tree. Amen? So when Jesus says, no man will eat fruit hereafter forever, Jesus was throwing a curse. How many times have Jesus cursed anything in the Bible? But he cursed the tree for hypocrisy, for deceit. Amen? The divine has the ability. Jesus could have did this at any time to anything and anybody. But it was this tree that Jesus cursed. Amen? Jesus has the power to draw forth the sap of the earth. Jesus can stop the winds and the waves from blowing. He can say, peace, be still. But he cursed this tree. The Bible tells me in Galatians 6 and 7, 6th chapter and 7, be not deceived. God is not mocked. He can't be joked with. For whatsoever a man soweth, that he shall also reap. Amen? In light of all of this drying up, it seems to me that I hear Jesus saying to Peter and the disciples, have faith in God. You see, because this tree was a source, it was a symbol. It was a symbol of plenty. It was a symbol of wealth. It was a symbol that you could always rely on a fig tree to get something to eat. It was dependable. But Jesus wanted to show, you can't depend on things that you see. You can't depend on things that the world say, there's plenty of this. You can't depend on the things that the world glorifies. So I know that Peter didn't understand the answer. Have faith in God. But I'm here to tell you today, tonight, that Jesus is saying, regardless of everything that happens, you must always have faith in God. To understand what Jesus is saying, we have to understand what faith is. You see, this is not just a linguistics. This is not just Jesus talk. This is the faith. This faith is the basis of our relationship with Christ. Amen? Faith comes from believing in, relying on, having confidence in. Amen? When you look at 2020, when this year started, we were relying on everything else but God. People were relying on the stock market. They were relying on checks from the government. They were relying on employment, getting raises. They weren't relying on whatever that you can go to the grocery store and get something that it would always be plentiful of. You were relying that whatever you did in previous years, you were going to be able to do it again this year. If you didn't, you might have said to yourself, well, I didn't get a chance to do it this month. I'm going to do it next month. You said that in 2019. But when 2020 came along, you couldn't do it. Somebody who you should have celebrated with, who had a birthday that you should have celebrated with in 2019, you said, well, I'll wait till next year. And when next year came, you couldn't go to it. Maybe that person's not no longer here. Look around and you see all of these things drying up in 2020. The economy, the job market, people's career, health and science, politics. Look at the foolishness that's been going on this year. It's not wise to place your hopes on things that are not of God. Amen? There's something else that I'm going to tell you that we need to do. Not only do we not need to have faith in those things of the world, we need to avoid having faith in the saints. Some of us put our faith in saints instead of God. But a saint is a person. A saint is a man or a woman. They're bound to make mistakes. They're bound to let you down. But you put your faith in them instead of having faith in God. We got to be very careful. Amen? Because faith in man is something that the world is selling. You look at the TV right now, there's somebody selling something on TV. Have faith in this handkerchief that they prayed over. Have faith in this water that they got from somewhere. Have faith in me, believe in me, send me some money, claim it, and I'll make sure it gets done. In other words, if you don't have it, don't claim it. Amen? You can claim it through Jesus Christ, but don't claim it through man. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Let it be unreserved, absolute truth in God. Have faith in God, not man, not Buddha, not Muhammad. Not money, not mammon, not Mother Teresa, not Reverend Ike. I have to say Reverend Ike because people still believe in Reverend Ike. Have faith in God. You see, when I read the Bible, they said that faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is creative power of God. Amen? Faith can cancel the natural laws. We listen to the laws. We listen to what the doctors say. We listen to what man say. And they make these laws and they tell us what can't and can be done. But when you have faith, it cancels those laws. Amen? You go to the hospital, you got a certain situation going on. The doctor will tell you his diagnosis. But faith will tell you God's diagnosis. Hallelujah. And God's diagnosis is better than man's. Because God already knows. Having faith is the only way to please God. Faith is not counting on things that they are. Faith is counting on things as though they were. Let me say that again. It's not how they are, but how it's going to be. It's as though it is already. You have to start walking in your authority in faith. Amen? If you believe that something's going to happen, God is going to pull you through something, start walking in it. Start talking it. Start believing it. You can't wait for it to happen. Sometimes people say, "Well, I want a promotion." You want a promotion? Act like you got that promotion already. Talk about that promotion. Walk in the authority that God has given you. You can walk around waiting for man to promote you. God is going to promote you. You waiting for man to heal you. God is going to heal you. Your faith. I was listening to a minister the other day, and he said, you know, we're always relying on somebody else's faith to heal us. We're always going to somebody else for them to heal us. But God has given each and every one of us what we need to be healed. He has given us what we need to believe. He has given us what we need to get to the next level. You want to call, you're in the hospital, and then the doctor tells you something. You want to call the pastor or your group leader or your sister in Christ or your brother in Christ and tell them what the doctor said. What do you say? God is waiting to hear what you say. Your faith is being tested. Nobody can believe for you as hard as you can believe for yourself. Nobody's going to fight for you as hard as you can fight for yourself. I always bring up Brother Tommy because to me he's a miracle. And he's a miracle because he would tell me what the doctor said and he would tell the doctors what he said. He said, I believe, no, I'm getting through this. God's going to bring me through. I'd love to see us go through 2021 knowing that God is going to see us through whatever your situation is right now. Because we all got something going on. But whatever it is, have faith in God. Go into 2021 with those four words. If you don't get nothing else, those four words, have faith in God. Somebody said that faith is the lifeblood of the just. Faith is the shield of the Christian's armor. It is the down payment on things desired. Whatever you desire, put your down payment on it. Faith is your down payment. You can't go get a car till you put a down payment on it. You can't go get a house till you put a down payment on it. You want to go get that fur, that mink, or whatever it is that you don't have enough money for yet, but you got to put a down payment on it. Whatever you want from the Lord, put your down payment on it. That down payment is faith. Faith will allow you to see your burdens lifted before they're even gone. Faith will take the sick and heal the sick before, quote unquote, the doctors say that you're healed. You are healed before they give you the okay. When God heals you, you're healed already. Faith is seeing the invisible, standing on the unknown. Faith is hearing the unheard. Faith is having confidence in the unseen. Faith is believing the unnatural. Faith is waiting on the unannounced. Faith is listening for the unspoken. Faith is accepting the inconceivable. When you have faith, it's inconceivable to man that these things are going to come through for you. But faith is knowing that the inconceivable is going to happen. Faith does the indisputable and bears the intolerable. Faith was Joseph's authority. All of the things that Joseph went through, his faith never wavered. All the things that Moses went through, his faith was his declaration. All the things that Jacob had done, it was his miracle, faith. The prostitute Rahab, having faith by taking men into her place and hiding them, that was her deliverance. It's inconceivable that she's listed in the Hall of Heroes. Hebrews 11 and 1, go down the line, that this woman, because she had faith, when Joshua sent the spies, when they sent the spies in to see how they could take over the land, only two of them had faith. The other ones, they never made it in because they didn't have faith. Amen? Gideon, it was his faith with 300 men that he had the victory. Faith was Samson's strength. Faith. David relied on faith as he went up against Goliath. Samuel, little old Samuel, it was faith that made him to be the prophet that he came to be. Just a little faith. The Bible says if you have the faith of a mustard seed, do you know how small that seed is? It's one of the smallest seeds in the world. If you have the faith of that, it can take you places. If you have the faith of that, deliverance can come through. Faith is not believing that God can. It's knowing that God will. It's not knowing that he can. It's knowing that he will. As we get ready to go into 2021, how are you going to face all the trials and tribulations in these tough times? Because it's not over. Don't think just because the clock strikes 12, that at 12:01 everything is going to disappear. It's not. Don't you know it always gets darkest before the dawn? As you get ready to go through these things that we're getting ready to face, how are you going to face it? How are you going to be triumphant? I don't want you to just face it, but I want you to win. I want you to live in triumph. I want you to live in glory, knowing that God is going to seek you through it. How are you going to get that? When everything else has failed you, how are you going to get through? Sometimes the very things that we've been doing for so many years, they start to disappoint us, or it looks like it's not working. It looks like it's a failure. How else are you going to get through it? Some of us have been working in the trenches, doing things for the Lord, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years. Things look a little bleak, and people are looking at you like, what are you going to do? All I'm saying is four words: have faith in God. We sung the song tonight. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God. I don't know about yours, but my God, that is who he is. Even Jesus knew that you have to have faith in God. Because that was Jesus telling Peter. Jesus didn't say, Peter, have faith in me. He said, have faith in God. We have faith in God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, for what he did for us. And he says, have faith in God. Amen. I know that this has been a turbulent year. I know that we've gone through so many things. You've gone through them. I've gone through them. But don't lose your faith. Don't let it waver too much. It might get shaken a little bit because we're human. But keep your faith in God. When things start looking a little bit black, a little dark, have faith in God. Don't look to the government for $600. God's got more than that for you. Sometimes man will put the devil will put a carrot in front of us, and we do everything that we can to get that carrot. Have faith in God, because you're worth more than a carrot to God. You're worth more than that measly stuff that the enemy wants to put in front of you. You're worth more than that stuff he wants to give you. Everything the enemy gives you, there's an attachment to it. Amen? Just put your faith in God. Know that he's going to see you through. Amen? So let us stand at this time. Hallelujah. I want you to know that we got like 6 minutes. 6 minutes before we move into 2021. I don't need a long dissertation, but I'm just going to point to you, and you just tell me what you're going to have faith in 2021 for God to do. More faith. Closer walk. Faith bigger than fear. Bigger youth department. More ministers. Trust in God. Trust in God. More peace of mind, Brother Mike. Faith in the ministry to the next level, the next calling, Mother Thigpen. Faith that God is going to take us through. Faith to be closer to God. Come on, Sister Kat. Faith that her family will be saved. Mother Tootie. Ronisha. More guidance, Brother Dave. Keep reading the word, Sister Emily. I couldn't hear that. God's will to be done. Faith, confidence, and trust in God. Go ahead, Mother Tootie. Faith that her family is going to be closer together. Brother Rodney, keeping the faith. More souls for Christ. Faith that her family will continue to be saved. Faith that her children will be saved. Amen. Faith for your to God to lead you and your family come to Christ. Upstairs. Amen. More accountability. Strengthen his faith. Genuine and a more deeper relationship with God. More faith. More faith. More faith. Now I'm going to ask you, we got like 3 minutes. Can you pray for 3 minutes for what you want from the Lord? Can you pray for 3 minutes for what you want from the Lord? Can you pray for 3 minutes for what you want from the Lord? Father, as we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we bless your name. We magnify you. We give you praise right now. Father, you have heard our prayers. You heard all the petitions of our hearts. Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch each and every member here tonight. Touch each and every call to you on your throne of grace, Father. Father, you said that when we pray that you always hear our prayers. We're asking you right now to touch each and every one under the sound of my voice. Father, as even still, Lord, as we are here right now, there are those online that are calling out prayers to you, Lord, as we get ready to move from one season into another. Because, Lord, I believe that right now you're moving us into another season of our lives, Lord. Another season for our faith to increase. Another season, Lord, that you can show us that you are God and you are God alone. And anything under the sun, Lord, that you are the master, that you are the creator, that all things, Lord, that when you touch it, it becomes new, Lord. Old things are going to pass away, Lord. That what we say right now, Lord, will come to pass, Lord. Because we are your children. You love us so much. And this is what you do for us, Lord. You fulfill, Lord, the things that we petition you for. All you ask, Lord, is that we praise you, Lord. Give you the honor, Lord, that you desperately, honestly deserve from us, Lord. Oh, Father, and if we call upon you, if we bow down and humble ourselves before you, if we earnestly seek your face, Lord, in the name of Jesus, all things will come to pass. Father, it might not look like it right now, Lord, but Father, we have faith. We're going to have faith in the unseen, Lord. Father, we might not hear it right now, but we're going to have faith in the things that we don't hear right now, Lord, because we know, Lord, that you're everywhere, that you're outside of time. And right now, Father, that even now you have already ordered our steps. You have already made a way. You have already opened a door. You have already made a path for us, Lord. Father, for us to just walk through right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we call for our children and our children's children, our grandchildren, Lord, our husbands, our wives, Lord, our siblings to be saved in the name of Jesus. None of us want to see none of our family members lost. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, in this season of 2021, Lord, that you touch their hearts, Lord, that they see, Lord, that there is nothing, that all things come from you, Lord, that you are a God of good, that you're a great God, that all things come to you and through you in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you right now, Lord, in this season, Lord, as we continue to go through a COVID season, Lord, that you touch those who have been affected, Lord, by this disease, and Lord, that you continue to take us through, Lord. You say, touch not my anointed. And Father, each and every one in here today is one of your anointed, Lord. And we ask you right now for those that are home, those that are in bed, those that are in hospitals, those that are working tonight around them, Lord, that do you touch them right now and cover them with the blood. Oh, Father, we bless your name tonight. We magnify you, and we welcome in this year, 2021, with an amen. Oh, come on, that's for me, but amen to the Lord. Amen. Amen. And amen. Amen.